This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The songs We're in the Money, Lullaby of Broadway, I Only Have Eyes for You, Chattanooga Choo Choo, The More I See You, You'll Never Know, and Serenade in Blue, which we're listening to now, were among the more popular songs of the 30s and 40s. Yet, Harry Warren, their composer, is a name most people don't recognize. That's why we're devoting two programs to his music as part of our series on American popular song. Early in his career, Warren worked as a Tin Pan Alley song plugger and songwriter. Then in 1930, he moved to Hollywood, where he wrote the songs for Busby Berkeley musicals and became the most prolific movie songwriter of the era. Our program today follows Warren in the 40s and 50s. Back with us for part two, our song historian, Philip Furia, Warren's granddaughter, Julia Riva, and our guest performers, the John Pizzarelli Trio, featuring John on guitar and vocals, his brother Martin Pizzarelli bass, and Ray Kennedy piano. John, several of the Harry Warren songs from the 1940s are staples of your repertoire, and one of the Warren songs that you've recorded is I Got a Gal from Kalamazoo, which was written for the 1942 movie Orchestra Wives, which was made during World War II and featured the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Now, it would be easy to dismiss the song as just a kind of slight novelty song, but it's really a terrific rhythm song, and I love the way you do it. So I'm going to ask you and the trio to perform this for us. What do you like most about this song? You chose to do it on one of your records.
Yeah, I had made a record of it with the Boston Pops, and Don Sobeski wrote the arrangement for that record, and I always liked the song, and I'd only just knew the alphabetical part of the song. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal. And when I sang the whole song on this Pops record, I thought, gee, that could actually be more than just a novelty tune, or more than just a song played by the Pops. I thought, well, we could really jazz this up. And when I talked to Don about it, and we put it on the Our Love Is Here to Stay CD, I thought, he said, oh, yeah, this is a great song. And the more he worked it out, it made it into a fun record. But there's a lot, once again, that you can do with the harmonies and the sections to make it, to just jazz it up a little. And it works as a jazz song. It's a great little tune.
Did you do it for us?
Sure. One, two, not, ah. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I've got a gal in Kalamazoo. Don't want to boast, but I know she's the toast of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo. Years have gone by. My, my, how she grew. I liked her looks when I carried her books in Kalamazoo. Zoo, zoo. I'm gonna send a wire, hop aboard a flyer, leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear her scheming. Mr. Pizzarelli, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-Z-O-O. What a gal, a real pipperoo. I'll make that bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to. I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal. Kalamazoo. I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. A zoo, 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 Kalamazoo.
That's great. That's a John Pizzarelli Trio. It's amazing to me how Harry Warren could write such great rhythm songs and also write such really beautiful ballads. And I'm going to ask you to do one of his beautiful ballads next, and the song is called You'll Never Know. But before I ask you to do it, there's a great story that you got to hear about this song. And now this song, by the way, sold more sheet music than any other song that Harry Warren wrote. It sold over 1 million copies just in sheet music. That's pretty good. And he won his second Academy Award for it. The song became an anthem for lovers who were separated by World War II. And
This story is told for us by someone who I think, John, that you know, Nick Perito.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And Nick Perito has conducted a lot of TV orchestras and was a good friend of Harry Warren's. And Perito says that Warren and his friends during World War II frequented the Del Mar racetrack. And one weekend on their way down to the track, they passed Camp Pendleton, which is a Marine base. And it left Warren determined to make some kind of melodic connection to the war. And I'm going to let Nick Perito tell the rest of the story here.
Harry, during the war years, was with a group of his friends who frequented Del Mar Racetrack down near San Diego. Bing Crosby was the owner of the track, I believe, at that time. At any rate, a group of notables from Hollywood would go down often on the train. While they were going down on this one particular weekend, they happened to pass Camp Pendleton. And Harry wanted to write something about the Army or something patriotic or wasn't sure. And by the time he got home that next day or two, whenever, he recalled that there was a trumpet call that he'd heard. And it was an Army call, but I'm sure it was also it's also used at the racetrack to assemble either the horses or the betters. And Harry came home and started to play this trumpet call on the piano, and it goes like this. Well, he mulled that over for a little bit, and what came out was a song that we all know. So forth, here it is, a song. You'll never know just how much I love you.
Is that a great story? Ray, just do a couple of bars of both of those again, like the bugle call and... And you'll never know. That's great.
It's great.
Now, Harry Warren wrote another song that I think also has that bugle call opening. And the song is Don't Give Up the Ship, which is a song I think a lot of people recognize when they hear it. And the Navy or the Marines, I forget which, almost adapted it as some kind of theme song. I gave you both the sheet music for that. John and Ray, would you play a few bars of Don't Give Up the Ship? We'll hear that same bugle call in the beginning there. Oh, that's funny. Well, it's just amazing to me that a bugle call could be the basis of such a beautiful ballad.
Yeah.
And John, I'd love you and the trio to do You'll Never Know for us.
Sure.
Three, four. You'll never know just how much I miss you. Never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told so a million or more times. You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. There is some other way to prove that I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
What a wonderful song. That's the John Pizzarelli Trio with John on vocals and guitar. and Martin Pizzarelli on bass, Ray Kennedy at the piano. Okay, quiz. Does anybody know what movie that song is from?
No.
No, I mean, who does? Nobody. I don't. It's from a movie called Hello, Frisco, Hello from 1943. It's an example of one of those movies where no one remembers the movie, but so many people still remember and love the song that's from it. And the movie was set at the turn of the century, not the millennium, but the dawn of the 20th century.
Right.
And Warren and lyricist Mac Gordon managed to write a song that fit into the movie, but also managed to speak to what people were feeling during the war. And they really knew what they were doing. I want to play you another interview excerpt with Harry Warren explaining the motivation behind the lyric of this song.
We had a song once in a picture at Fox called You'll Never Know. And it was during the war, and Mac Gordon and I sat down, we tried to write a song. Of course, what threw us into the whole idea was that the picture was a period picture. So we said, if we can only get an idea about a lyric where the girl misses somebody, and it could also mean that a girl of today who misses somebody that's in the armed services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this whole thing came about. And we played it for people, they liked it, you know. I wasn't crazy about it or anything. But when the picture was released, that song became a hit overnight.
That's Harry Warren, a tape excerpt that comes from the Harry Warren Archive.
Yeah, what's interesting about it, that's a lot of war songs refer to the war also and can't be played now. And this song only just talks about longing, and that's why you can sing it. It makes sense anytime, any place.
There's something about the opening of this song that strikes me as so characteristic of a type of Harry Warren ballad. For example, the opening bar or two is very similar to his song, I Had the Craziest Dream. John, would you play the opening bars of both of those songs?
Yeah, sure. You have, You'll never know just how much I miss you. Then what the other one is, I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. And what was interesting is when we were running it over, my brother said, did he write Craziest Dream too? Because he heard the same elements of Craziest Dream and You'll Never Know.
We're with the John Pizzarelli Trio with John Pizzarelli, guitar and vocals, Ray Kennedy at the piano, Martin Pizzarelli, bass. This is Fresh Air.